Chapter 25. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has this to say about the planet of Golgi Frincham. It is a planet with an ancient and mysterious history, rich in legend, red and occasionally green, with the blood of those who have sought in times gone by to conquer her. A land of parched and barren landscapes, of sweet and sultry air, heady with the scent of the perfumed springs that trickle over its hot and dusty rocks and nourish the dark and musky lichens beneath. A land of fevered brows and intoxicated imaginings, particularly amongst those who taste the lichens. A land also of cool and shaded thoughts amongst those who have learnt to forswear the lichens and find a tree to sit beneath. A land also of steel and blood and heroism, a land of the body and of the spirit. This was its history. And in all this ancient and mysterious history, the most mysterious figures of all were, without doubt, those of the great circling poets of Arium. These circling poets used to live in remote mountain passes where they would lie in wait for small bands of unwary travellers, circle round them and throw rocks at them. And when the travellers cried out, saying, why didn't they go away and get on with writing some poems instead of pestering people with all this rock-throwing business, they would suddenly stop and then break into one of the 794 great song cycles of Vercillian. These songs were all of extraordinary beauty and even more extraordinary length, and all of them fell into exactly the same pattern. The first part of each song would tell how there once went forth from the city of Vercillian a party of 5 sage princes with 4 horses. The princes, who are of course brave, noble and wise, travel widely in distant lands, fight giant ogres, pursue exotic philosophies, take tea with weird gods and rescue beautiful monsters from ravening princesses, before finally announcing that they have achieved enlightenment and that their wanderings are therefore accomplished. The second and much longer part of each song would then tell of all their bickerings about which one of them is going to have to walk back. All this lay in the planet's remote past. It was, however, a descendant of one of these eccentric poets who invented the spurious tales of impending doom, which enabled the people of Golgi Frincham to rid themselves of an entire useless third of their population. The other 2/3 stayed firmly at home and lived full, rich and happy lives until they were all suddenly wiped out by a virulent disease contracted from a dirty telephone.